This is NPR.
Hi again, everybody. The Mitchell Report on banned drugs in baseball will be released this afternoon. Reports say it will name at least 60 players connected to performance-enhancing drugs such as steroids. Former All-Stars and Most Valuable Baseball Players are expected to be named in this report. The nearly two-year-long investigation has been led by former Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell. He's also a director of the Boston Red Sox, and it comes this year, the same year that San Francisco Giants outfielder Barry Bonds broke the home run record and was indicted on federal perjury charges about steroid use just 3 months later. President Bush has vetoed a federal children's health insurance program for the second time. The S-CHIP program, as it's known, would have covered up to 10 million children whose families earn too much money to qualify for Medicaid but cannot buy private insurance. Mr. Bush says he opposes the current bill because it also covers adults and covers people who can't afford insurance. He also opposes increasing the federal cigarette tax to pay for it. House Speaker and Democrat Nancy Pelosi is very disappointed.
Democrats will not rest until 10 million children in America have access to health care.
Mr. Bush supports the program's current coverage. He has offered to put at least $5 billion or more into the current program for up to 5 years. Democratic leaders plan to discuss this later today. The UN's top prosecutor on Yugoslav war crimes is leaving her job. Carla Del Ponte oversaw the trial of former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic on genocide charges. He died in custody during his trial. The court has indicted 161 people in connection with the Yugoslav War of the 1990s, and only four of them remain at large. However, they include former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic, who was a politician, as well as General Ratko Mladic. Both men are accused of plotting the murder of thousands of Bosnian Muslims. Del Ponte once yelled at the Serbian parliament that she wanted the fugitives arrested, and she slammed her fist on the podium. She's also urging the European Union to deny Serbia membership until these suspects are handed over. Reports from Pakistan say that two suicide bombers have struck a military checkpoint in a Pakistani province. The report says several troops have been killed. The violence comes as Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf insists he will lift emergency rule in the country this weekend. Musharraf originally imposed near-martial law on November 3rd. He said it was intended to ensure greater security for Pakistan, but at the same time, he jailed political dissidents and he put members of Pakistan's Supreme Court under house arrest. Critics say Musharraf wanted to make sure that he was able to win election again as president. He's already been sworn in to a new 5-year term. And the Washington Post is citing a new report by the American Institute of Philanthropy that's critical of charities that give money to wounded veterans. The report says that several charities pay as little as one-third of every dollar to the vets, although Americans have donated millions of dollars to this cause. Some of these charities include Purple Heart, AmVets, and the Freedom Alliance. One group gave just a penny for every dollar that it raised. Another group gave its chief executive and his wife more than $500,000 in compensation. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thank you very much, Korva.